No matter whatever you think about Christmas, maybe you have good memories attached to it or bad memories attached to it. But I simply want to talk to you tonight a little bit about the joy of Christmas. And that no matter what you experience in life, you can experience joy in Christ. And we're just going to look at a few of the characters of the Christmas story and how they received joy being attached to Jesus. In Luke's Gospel, chapter 1, Zechariah was a priest who was serving in the temple, and an angel appeared to him and said that him and his wife were going to have a son. And this was unusual because they were older. They were past the age of having children. And the angel told Zechariah this about his son in verse 14. He said, "And you shall have joy and exultant delight, and many will rejoice at his birth." See, Zechariah and Elizabeth, they could have joy because they were going to be parents and their son was going to do great things. See, God needed a forerunner. He needed someone to go before the Christ to make a way for him. And then in Luke chapter 1, verses 15 through 17, the Bible says this: "For he will be great and distinguished in the sight of the Lord. He must drink no wine nor strong drink, and he will be filled and controlled by the Holy Spirit, even from his mother's womb. And he will turn the hearts, he will turn back the cause to return many of the sons to Israel to the Lord their God. And he will go before him in the spirit and the power of Elijah, and turn back the hearts of the fathers to the children, and the disobedient to the wisdom of the upright, and to make ready a people prepared for the Lord." So many would rejoice at John's birth because he's going to help people return to the Lord. Long time ago, we had broken fellowship with God, and it needed to be repaired. Also, he was going to turn back the hearts of the fathers to the children. He was going to repair family relationships that were broken. He was going to turn the disobedient to the wisdom of the upright. He was going to turn those who needed the Lord back to the Lord. And he was going to help people get ready for the Lord. And so these were some reasons why Zechariah had joy. And the angel told him that, he said, "I've been sent to talk to you and to bring you good news." See, another reason that Zechariah could have joy was because an angel brought him good news. The gospel is good news. And I don't know about you, but good news makes me feel good. It gives me a reason to joy. And, you know, Zechariah and Elizabeth, they could rejoice because they were going to be parents in their old age. It was a longing desire of them. And then we move on to Mary. Mary had a lot of reasons to rejoice. And in verses 26 through 38, the angel was sent to Mary, and he said to her, in verse 28, he said, "Hail, favored one, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women." But when she saw him, she was greatly troubled and disturbed and confused at what he said, and she kept thinking about this in her mind for such a greeting. And the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found grace with God. Listen, and you will become pregnant, and you will give birth to a son, and you shall call his name Jesus. He will be great. He will be called the Son of the Most High, and the Lord God will give to him the throne of his forefather David. And he will reign over the house of Jacob throughout the ages, and of his reign there will be no end." And Mary wondered how this was going to happen. And the angel said, the Holy Spirit's going to come upon you. The power of the Most High will overshadow you, so that this thing which is will be born in you will be called the Son of God. And your relative Elizabeth, in her old age, has also conceived a son. And this is now the sixth month with her who was called barren. For with God, nothing is impossible, and no word from God will be without power or impossible to fulfillment. So Mary had joy because, number one, she had favor with God. Amen? And I want you to know that every one of these who had joy, you can have joy too. Because our joy doesn't come from the world. It doesn't come from our circumstances. It comes from heaven. It comes from God Himself. Mary had joy because the Lord was with her. Isn't that a good thing to know, that the Lord is with you? Mary had joy because she was blessed. Mary had joy because she found grace with God. And where do you find grace with God? You simply go before His throne, and grace is available to you. Mary had joy because her son would be great. He would be called the Son of the Most High and would have the throne of his forefather David. And he would reign over Israel throughout the ages, and his reign will have no end. That's good news, isn't it? Mary had joy because the Holy Spirit came on her and the power of the Most High overshadowed her. When you come in contact with the Holy Spirit, the one thing that He produces always is joy in you. Mary had joy because her relative Elizabeth had also conceived in her old age. So she was rejoicing with a relative whom God was... Isn't it awesome when God works in your relatives? And you get to see it and you get to hear it? Praise God. I'll tell you what, I was so excited the day that I got to lead my parents to the Lord. It was an awesome thing. Mary had joy because with God, nothing is impossible. When you know that nothing is impossible, you can have joy. Hallelujah. And Mary began to sing a song, and she said, my soul magnifies the Lord. My spirit rejoices in God my Savior. For He has looked upon the low situation of His handmaiden. For behold, from now all generations will call me blessed and declare me happy to be envied. He who is almighty has done great things for me. Mary had joy because her soul magnified the Lord and her spirit rejoiced in God her Savior. You know, salvation is something that we should rejoice in. Mary had joy because all generations would call her blessed. How many generations has it been since Jesus has been born? And today, in 2013, we are calling Mary blessed. She had joy. Mary had joy because the Almighty has done great things for her. Guess what? He wants to do great things for you too. Mary had joy because His mercy is on those who fear Him. You know, when you reverence God, you receive His mercy. Mary had joy because God showed His strength and might with His arm on her behalf. And just like He moved on Mary, He wants to move in your life too. And all you have to do is believe. Mary had joy because God filled and satisfied the hungry with good things. You know, if you're hungry, God will fill you. So develop an appetite for God, for the things of God. Now, Mary's cousin, Elizabeth, she had some reasons to have joy because of Jesus. And we find this in Luke chapter 1, verses 39 through 45. I'm not going to read it all, but Elizabeth had joy because Mary greeted her. When Mary walked in and saluted Mary, something happened to Elizabeth, and she got joyful. She got excited. You know, when you're around people of like faith, you get excited. It's okay to be excited for God. God wants you joyful, not joy empty. Elizabeth had joy because she was filled with the Holy Spirit. When Mary greeted her, she was filled with the Holy Spirit. She began to prophesy. She began to speak about the things that God was doing. Elizabeth had joy when the mother of her Lord came to her. She recognized that within Mary was her Lord and her Savior. Hallelujah. And then finally, Elizabeth had joy because when she heard Mary's salutation, her baby within her leaped for joy. Can you imagine, women? You know what it's like when a baby kicks. But what would it be like if the baby leapt inside of you? Maybe he did circles. I don't know. But John got pretty excited, and it was all had to do with joy. And then Zechariah, John's father, he had reasons for joy. Now, he didn't believe at first. And because he didn't believe what the angel was telling him at first, he couldn't speak. And but when after John was born, he became a believer. And so if you're not a believer now, you know, God will give you some time. Amen? Because he wants you to believe in him. And Zechariah, he had joy because God gave him and Elizabeth a son in their old age. And obviously they were praying for a son because the angel said, your prayers are answered. Zechariah had joy because when he believed God, his mouth was open and he could speak. I couldn't imagine not being able to speak for 9 months. Zechariah had joy because he blessed, praised, and thanked God. When you praise God, it produces joy within your heart. Zechariah had joy because he also was filled with the Holy Spirit. And he had joy because he declared that God brought deliverance and redemption to his people. He gave us a mighty helper, the author of salvation. God gave us salvation. Zechariah had joy because he realized that God fulfilled his covenant. He delivered us from our foes, and he enabled us to serve God without fear. Today, you can serve God without fear. That's a good thing. And we can serve God in righteousness within his presence all the days of our life. See, Zechariah had joy because his son John was called the prophet of the Most High. And he would get people ready for the Lord and bring knowledge of salvation and forgiveness of their sins. And Zechariah had joy because he realized a light came from on high to us and visited us and shined upon us. And then there's another group of people that had joy. These were the shepherds. And they were out tending their flocks by night. And all of a sudden, in the midst of their work, an angel appeared to them. So reasons why the shepherds had joy. The shepherds had joy because an angel came to them and God's glory shone around them. Well, I tell you what, when God appears to you and his presence manifests to you, it will produce joy on the inside of you. So I'm giving you reasons to joy, to rejoice. The shepherds had joy because they were given good news of great joy to all people. They had good news of great joy to all people. I stand before you tonight to give you good news of great joy. Jesus will do something in you that no one else can do. The shepherds had joy because to them was born a Savior. He is Christ the Lord. Jesus was born for you. He came to save you. He came to save me. Let him save you. And you'd be thinking, well, save me from what? Save you from sin. The shepherds had joy because they attended an angelic concert, and they heard the angels give glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to men. Can you imagine attending a concert held by the angels? Out in the wilderness, it was in an open forum, and there the angels were just enjoying the choir of heaven. And as the angels sang, I'll tell you what, that will produce joy in you. The shepherds had joy because they shared their faith about the Savior. If you want to get more joy, share Jesus with someone. It will literally do something for you. It will bring excitement to you. I remember, you know, the first time that I shared Jesus with someone, first you're a little nervous, you got some butterflies, you don't know what's going to say, but when you do it, you walk away from that situation thinking, wow, God is good. What a privilege that we have to be able to share with others what Jesus has done for you. And the shepherds had joy because they glorified and praised God for what they saw and heard. And there was one more group of people. Now, this group, they did not come when Jesus was born. They came to Jerusalem. These were the wise men. And Jesus was a little bit older. Maybe he was about Josiah's age. He was about 2 years old. And these wise men, they had joy because they saw a star in the east. And this star guided them to where God was. See, when you walk in the light, because he is in the light, you will have fellowship one with another. Just walk in the light. Jesus is the light of the world. And if you're in a dark place, there's no one that can light it better than Jesus. Now, the wise men had joy because they followed the light to where Jesus was. Remember, the star appeared right over where Jesus was, and he was in a house at this time. He wasn't in a manger. You know, you can read the story in Matthew chapter 2. The wise men had joy because they could see what others couldn't see. How come no one else was talking about a star? But these wise men saw what others couldn't see. It gave them joy. When you see into the spirit realm, when you see what others can't see, it'll produce joy on the inside of you. The wise men had joy because they worshiped the King of Kings, Jesus. When they saw the child there, they bowed down before him and they worshiped him. Nothing will bring you joy quicker than worshiping the Lord. You were created to worship him, and he was created to be worshiped. The wise men had joy because they gave their best gifts to God. Gold, frankincense, and myrrh. They blessed the Lord with their gifts, and that gave them joy. They were joyful to do that. They were excited. Listen, they traveled 2,000 miles just to get these gifts to him. You talk about, they didn't have Federal Express or UPS or the post office back then. And finally, the wise men had joy because they were protected from evil plots. God said, I want you to go home another way, because they were protected from evil plots. I'll tell you what, I rejoice over the fact that I've been protected from evil plots. And that will produce joy on the inside of you. The birth of Jesus is all about having joy in your life. And no matter what happened to you around this time, no matter what emotions are connected to Christmas time, I'll tell you what, you can have the joy of the Lord. The joy of the Lord is God's gift to you. And you can open it every day. When you wake up tomorrow, there'll be a gift of joy waiting for you to open up and to use. So I want you to have joy tonight. I want you to be happy tonight. Joy is more than happiness. Joy is a gift of God. Joy is a fruit of the Spirit. Joy is something that God puts in you, and it'll spark, it bubbles on the inside of you. God wants joy to overflow out of you. And every once in a while, he'll shake us up just so that can happen. He'll shake us up and open the lid off so that our joy can affect others. You know, you can't keep joy to yourself. If you go to a place, try this in the elevator. And just go into the elevator and face the people and just sit there and smile. And I guarantee that you will find how joy will be contagious. You know, we can have contagious joy. So, Father, tonight, as we are gathered together to celebrate your birth, the most joyful, the most exciting, the most wonderful event that has occurred up to this point, Lord, we give you thanks and praise that you gave us a Savior. He came to earth, God wrapped up in flesh. You came and walked among us. And I pray that everyone here tonight will have the joy of the Lord working and moving and operating in their life and in their heart. And Lord, that the joy that you've given them will be contagious in Jesus' name. And if you're here tonight and you don't have a relationship with the Lord, that's the most important thing. That's the first step in getting joy. So I'm going to lead you all in a prayer, and I want you to pray with me, okay? So we're all going to do this together. Say, Father God, I come to you tonight, the night we celebrate the birth of your son Jesus. I declare that you're the joy of my life. I want your joy in my life. I want your son to be my Lord, to be my Savior, to lead and guide me, to live in me. I accept it. And I thank you, Jesus, that you are my Savior, that you are my Lord. I put my trust in you alone, in Jesus' name. Amen. And if you believe that in your heart, you can have the joy that I'm talking about. Maybe you've been away from the Lord. That's the first step in coming back to the Lord. And it's very simple, because God doesn't want anybody to miss out. I want you to know that God loves you so much. And anyone that would give up his only son to die for you, shall he not also freely give you all things to enjoy? Hey, man, aren't you glad that our God is a giver of good gifts? And so he's given us the greatest gift of all, which is salvation. So let's continue as we sing our final celebration of the Lord. And, you know, it's amazing what light can do. One little light will bring some light, but if you add more lights to that one light, it makes the darkness flee. So just as these candles are lit, God wants to light a fire on the inside of you.
You just use that one.
Oh, okay. Yeah, there we go.
We're changing it up with Pastor today.
I just go with the flow.
Go ahead, Les. We're going to play a song before we all go. We'll sing together, and we'll come down the aisle. I hope everyone has a candle, and we'll light your candles for you. And then you can stand, and we'll sing together. The person in the aisle, and there we go.
See, when someone lights your light, you light someone else's light.
There is a
and look at what the Lord does.
In every soul, some brightly burning, some dark and cold. And there is a spirit who brings a fire, ignites a candle, and makes his home. Carry your candle, run to the darkness, seek out the helpless, confused and torn, and hold out your candle for all to see it. Take your candle.
Take your candle, go light your world.
see how he's tried to light his own candle some other way. See now your sister, she's been robbed and lied to. Still holds a candle.
So, Father, we give you thanks and praise that you are the light of the world. You have brought us into your light, and we're going to let our light so shine before men that they'll see our good works and glorify our God in heaven. So tonight, have a very Merry Christmas and go light your world for Jesus.
Amen.
God bless you.
Amen. Merry Christmas, everybody.
Merry Christmas.